Hurricane Lane put a damper on the annual Greek festival last month, but its rescheduling got us to wondering about the history of the community here in the islands. We were glad we did. Honolulu's Peter Kay reminds us of the rich history of the small but hardy band of Greek immigrants that you may not have known about.
The Greeks have an incredibly long and rich history in Hawaii, and actually it dates back to, well, prior to the overthrow, but I think the most interesting part of the Greeks is that actually they were aligned with the monarchy and they were part of the counter-revolutionaries, which was astounding to me to find that out. They came over with whalers just like a lot of other people did, but they actually, it's kind of funny because here's a trivia question. When was the first real Greek festival from Hawaii? The first Greek festival was in 1850 when King Liholiho and Kamehameha V went to Paris and they connected with the Greek prime minister, Spiridon Trikoupis, in Paris, and they partied it up. So that was the first Greek festival. That was the first Hawaii Greek
that's
festival.
That's great.
Yeah, it's amazing. And the Greeks have also, they got actually into a little bit of hot water in Hawaii because they were sort of shunned by the missionaries, which was quite interesting to me because the Greeks are Greek Orthodox. The Orthodox Church is the original Christian church that predates all churches. But anyway, they were kind of shunned by the missionaries. And because they were shunned by the missionaries, they hung out with the monarchy. And because they hung out with the monarchy and because they're Greeks, they held a bunch of parties. And the parties were attended by King David Kalakaua. And it actually pissed off the visitor industry because they were sort of seen as competitors in the entertainment industry. So it's really kind of funny. The Greeks go all the way back.
So the politics is just fascinating.
Oh, my God. And, you know, the here's another part that was amazing to find out. Sanssouci, the hotel, the famous hotel, guess who owned it? A Greek.
No kidding.
Yes, George Lycurgos. And George Lycurgos was part of the armed counter-revolutionaries. He was the one that allowed and encouraged the having guns stored at the hotel for the counter-revolutionary.
Wow.
So these guys all get imprisoned because they fought and, of course, they lost. So George gets imprisoned and he, of course, his hotel goes bankrupt because he's in jail, etc. He comes out and where does George go? He goes and he gets into Volcano House on the Big Island. So Volcano House on the Big Island owes itself to George Lycurgos. Now, what's funny is that he has another a cousin. So George does what every Greek does, or most immigrants do. They invite all their families over from Greece. Bunch of Greeks will come over from Sparta, because George was from Sparta. One of the people is Peter Camarinos. Peter Camarinos is a major planner of the insurgency. And in fact, he was quoted as saying, "I will give half that I am worth to see the damn missionary SOBs hung."
Whoa.
Radical guy. Well, what's kind of interesting, one of the cousins of Peter Camarinos is the Anastopoulos family. And to this day, if you go to the Saints Constantine and Helen Greek Orthodox Church in Hawaii, who's sponsoring the Greek festival, if you go into the church, you'll see a plaque. And one of the founders of the church is the Anastopoulos family.
Oh, that's great history.
So the Greek Orthodox Church in Hawaii can trace itself all the way back to pre-revolutionary times or pre-overthrow.
No, I'm familiar with that church because my children's preschool was located right next door.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Still is there to this day.
Yeah.
I come in the kids.
And it's just really just amazing to learn about the Greek history because I learned about it through a tour in Chinatown at the Heritage Center.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, and they talked about how there were a number of Greeks that came over and worked on the plantations.
Yes, exactly. So it's kind of funny, the Greek festival, which is coming up this weekend at Ala Moana Beach Park from noon to 9 p.m., the Greek festival goes all the way back to the 1850s, attended by Hawaiian monarchy. Isn't that cool?
That is great
history. What a great thing. Yeah, it's amazing history.
Gosh, I mean, how large is our community today?
Very, very small. There's a handful of Greeks left. The Greeks, they weren't able to continue the typical sort of immigration pattern, right? What happens with typical, like my mom is Greek immigrant, and when she came over, she was one of the first from her village, and then she brought over the rest of the family from her village. This is in Chicago, and they kind of grew and spread. Here, it kind of got cut off, and I don't know whether it was due to the counter-revolutionary part, because a lot of them were exiled, they were imprisoned, and so it really wasn't that easy. I don't think they kind of continued that tradition, and maybe there wasn't a sense of jobs. Anyway, whatever the reason is, there's really not a large Greek immigrant population. There's just a handful of Greek families. I would say, to my personal knowledge, would be maybe a dozen, let's say, you know, traditional Greek-speaking families. There may be more families that have some kind of Greek offspring, but, you know, Greek-speaking first generation or so immigrant families, there's only maybe a dozen at most.
So now, do you remember when you did your first roots trip?
Because my mom is a Greek immigrant, I used to go to the village. The village was called Akhladokambos, and, you know, I spoke actually Greek before I spoke English in my family.
I did not know that.
Ξέρω τα ελληνικά και μπορώ να έχω τη γλώσσα με Έλληνες, so no, not a problem.
I didn't understand a single thing you said.
It's all Greek to me, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would go to my parents' village, and I saw an amazing transformation. Back when I was about 10 years old, I went to the village of Akhladokambos, and at the time, which is really amazing, they barely had electricity. There were no automobiles in the village. You got around by animals. So my grandfather had a donkey and a horse and a mule. And I remember, you know, going to the farm and doing farm stuff, you know, with old school walking. It was just pretty amazing. They barely had running water. It was really incredible. And to this day, they're modernized. There was one telephone down in the post office that everybody had to go to make phone calls.
That's great.
Yeah, really amazing.
Greek village.
Yeah.
And so you go back every year? Or
not,
or
every,
not
year,
every year. But
I've gone back, I would say, maybe probably about half a dozen times over my life. The most recent time is I went back. In fact, I went back in May. I went on a holy pilgrimage. I went to Mount Athos, which is just outside the town of Thessaloniki. And we went to Athos it's the holiest place in Orthodoxy. It's the highest concentration of monasteries. And I was there for 3 days in a Greek monastery. Quite amazing.
Wow.
Amazing story. Amazing.
Do you know if this history and the connection to the Hawaiian monarchy is well known amongst the Greek community here?
You know, it's kind of interesting. I'm going to guess that it's not, because it's not a subject of sort of legend that we kind of talk about too often. But, you know, I want to thank you for the opportunity to come in to talk to you today, because it kind of drove me to kind of deep dive on this. And I think I'm going to document this and put it up on YouTube or put it up on our webpage, because I think it's an amazing history that Greeks and Hawaii should know. We have a proud history and a proud alliance with the native Hawaiians, and we're a part of Hawaii's rich history and played an active role in the counter-revolutionary that was part of the overthrow. And that's something that's, you know, not simple, not trivial.
Right. And I know most people are familiar, you know, with the plantation history, and, you know, we hear a lot about the, you know, the Japanese, Okinawans, the Chinese, the Filipinos, the Puerto Ricans, but not so much about the Greeks and the Greek history.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. And I was thinking about that as I was reading through this. They did not take the let's say the classic role of the migrant of farm workers. They did more of sort of the shopkeepers, the entrepreneurs. There was one of the Greeks that opened up a market in Honolulu. There was, of course, the Volcano House in Sanssouci. So they took more of those kind of roles, and they integrated themselves, you know, through the middle class and then tried to kind of rise up through the ranks. But Greeks are traditionally, I mean, they're clearly they have a farming background, but, you know, if you look at the history of Greek immigrants throughout the United States, they are very entrepreneurial. They're very self-starters, entrepreneurial. In Chicago, it's almost like dogmatic. If you're Greek, it means you own a restaurant. All my uncles own restaurants. I grew up in a restaurant business, you know.
Okay.
Grew up in a bar in Chicago. So I think, you know, if I had to sort of extrapolate without any direct historical data, I'd say that they probably took on more the entrepreneurial role as opposed to the migrant farmer role.
What's your favorite Greek food?
Oh man, I'd have to say that my favorite Greek food is dolmades. Dolmades is the rice, rice and spices, sometimes with ground beef, wrapped in grape leaves, and with a little bit of avgo lemonol sauce. Avgo lemonol is the egg lemon sauce. I'd say that's like my favorite.
And you make it?
Never, of course not. No, we find it at Costco if we can.
Okay. Well, my favorite is octopus. The closest I've gotten to Greece is a fabulous Greek restaurant in Queens, in New York.
Yeah. Yeah. And so what we did, one thing that's great about the Greek festival is that we have a lot of Greek food that's brought there that you can't get in Hawaii. And the most you can get in Hawaii, if you're lucky, is gyros. And the gyros is... You know, as a Greek, it's like, okay.
Right, I was going to ask you that when you first came over here. What did you think?
Huge disappointment. Like, forget it. It's like, well, coming from Chicago, it's like, you know, we don't have stuffed pizza, so forget it. Nothing else matters. But at the Greek festival, we've got really good gyros. We've got spanakopita, which is the spinach cheese pies. You cannot get that anywhere in Hawaii. We've got the Greek sausage, which is lukaniko. It's really good. It sells out really quick. And there's pastries, the amazing Greek pastries. And people wait for the whole year for that. And the hurricane threw us off a bit, but this weekend on the 27th and 28th from noon to 9 p.m., we're going to be at the on the McCoy Pavilion, where we've always been every single year, and it is the place to go. So like you, Catherine, who unfortunately you need to go to Greece, but if you haven't gone to Greece, you need to go to the pavilion and hang out with the Greeks. I had one of these great moments. This one night I was working there, because we do it every year, of course. And I'm walking out, and it's this beautiful Hawaiian night, you know, and there's the moon overhead and like perfect Hawaiian weather. And there's this live Greek music playing, and everybody's dancing, which is great about Greek dancing. Everybody's dancing. There's people eating Greek food. They're having Greek wine, sipping ouzo with families and friends. And I'm like, man, what a great night. What a great, fun, different thing to do. You can't do this anytime else. It's really unique and really awesome. And I was just really fun to kind of see people having so much fun and enjoying themselves.
Yeah,
loved
by the
it.
Light of the moon, yeah. Watching the pond, the water.
Yes,
was, yeah,
the shimmering
gorgeous.
Of the water with the lights,
yep.
And the singers. You know, these people from Greek that you know, for folks in Hawaii, you've never really heard a Greek singer. And there she is, and she's beautiful, this beautiful,
yeah,
Greek woman. It's like, wow, it was really cool. It was totally awesome.
My one memory as a kid is in PE, we had a teacher who taught us how to dance.
Oh, Greek dance! Oh, how awesome!
that was my first introduction to Greek culture.
And Greek dancing is kind of so cool because I contrast it with hula. Hula is a sort of a spiritual performance, right? It's a spiritual cultural performance and it has deep meaning and deep sort of roots. But you kind of watch it. Whereas in Greek dancing is interactive. Everybody gets in. I call this a gigantic lei. Everybody gets in a big, huge circle and, you know, arms locked or holding hands, and we kind of all go around according to some simple steps that are easy to learn. It's really a very, very social thing, and you kind of see it, and you kind of want to jump in and do it, which is what you end up doing, and it's a lot of fun.
Okay, and it's opa.
Opa.
Right?
Opa, yasu.
And what does that mean?
You know, I don't know what it means. We just always say it. I guess it means not like hanaho, but it's like saying, all right, like, okay. Woo, you know, like the old cheers, like, opa.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, I'll see you there on the weekend.
Absolutely. We'll be there. Thanks so much, Catherine.
Okay, thanks so much, Peter Kay.
Aloha.
That was our friend Peter Kay talking about the history of the Greek community in Hawaii and the annual Greek festival that takes place this weekend at McCoy Pavilion.